Boy with Wings, written and read by Lenny Henry. Prologue. The magpie perched on the window ledge and peered through the glass, as if binge-watching its favourite television programme. The bird had abandoned its constant search for beetles, flies, caterpillars, spiders and worms. Imagine that lot in a pie. Right now, it just wanted to observe the boy. The magpie had no idea why it wanted to watch the boy. It only knew that it was very, very important that it did. And so the busybody bird stayed there on the sill, all the while keeping its shining dark eyes on the boy. One. Tundi is 12. It was Tundi's 12th birthday. He was having a party, a modest celebration with a few friends. He was looking forward to it and had no idea, not the slightest clue or faintest inkling, that it would end with a massive knock-em-down, fingers-up-the-nostrils, hair-pulling, nose-squishing brawl. A few things to know about Tundi before we get going. Tundi was adopted. He had no idea who his birth parents were or why they'd given him up, and he didn't much care either. Well, that's what Tundi told his friends anyway. The truth about how he really felt about being adopted was bendier and twistier than a rubber band in a microwave. Tundi's adopted mum and dad were called Ron and Ruth Wilkinson, and Tundi was very happy with them. They were cool. For a start, they looked like him. They were dark-skinned, Caribbean but British-born. They were hard-working, intelligent, and loved him through and through. Tundi's mum, Ruth, was tall, had an epic afro hairdo that she pulled back into a humongous bun, so big it could be seen from the moon, his dad would say, and gorgeous dark skin. She worked at a laboratory called the facility, where she spent days staring at multiple screens, trying to get her computers to talk to each other. That was how she explained her job to Tundi, at least. Ron Wilkinson was shorter than his wife. He had black curly hair, most of it on his head, but some sprouted from his ears and the neck of his shirt. He often joked about being part sheepdog. Ron also worked at the facility, which is where he and Ruth had met. Ron's job involved taking fruit and veg and nuts and berries and seeds and, through scientific means, tried to make them bigger, stronger, more nutritious, and tastier. He enjoyed his work and often brought super-sized samples home with him. A marrow he'd winched through the window, the enormous blueberry that had to stay in the garden, the talking Atlantic salmon that lived in the bath for a while. Tundi had never been inside the facility, but he had walked past it loads. It was famous in the neighbourhood. All the laboratories and testing grounds were surrounded by walls, fences and barbed wire, just like Scrooge McDuck's wallet. Tundi got picked on a lot, at school, on the bus, even playing in the park, mostly because of the colour of his skin. So his mum and dad made sure to teach him about some of the great and successful people, inventors, explorers, athletes, doctors, nurses, scientists, and musicians who looked exactly like him. If anyone called him a horrible name at school, they told Tundi to think of Benjamin Banneker, an inventor who'd made a clock that kept perfect time for 40 years, Muhammad Ali, who'd won the boxing heavyweight world championship 3 times in a row, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who'd marched and braved high-powered water hoses and vicious dogs in order to gain freedom for people who looked like Tundi, and Garrett Morgan, the bloke who invented the traffic light. Tundi remembered them all.